Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right. We'll see if we can't get a singer up here. We'll get things going.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty. When I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way. If, O Christ, I proclaim glad each story, if I seek for the sheep a-going stray, I am sure he will show me his glory when I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way. I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way. If for Christ we must serve, here's the sorrows are seen every day, but no sickness, no sighing forever when I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way. I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way. And if here I ever say stress, and I tried and I will obey, twinkling bells are in raptures of heaven when I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way. I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way. I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me when I'm gone the last mile of the way. Precious memory, bathing angel, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and still can pass unfold. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seed done so. Precious Father, loving Mother, fly across the lonely years and old homestead of my childhood. In some memory clear, precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold. In the stillness of the midnight, echoes from the past I hear. Old time singing, gladness bringing from that lovely land somewhere. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold. I remember Mother praying, Father to unbended knee. Sun is sinking, shadows falling, there's a seal follows me. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold. As I traveled on life's pathway, known not what the years may hold. As I ponder, hope grow fonder, precious memory flood my soul. Precious memory, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious scattered seeds unfold.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, all the joys we share. What a rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, heaven for that jubilee underneath the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. It seems by now I almost see all the saints are dead, rising for that jubilee just ahead. In a twinkling of an eye, changes will to be. All the living saints who fly to that jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
our most heavenly host will begin to sing. Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the wells will ring. Me and it will join the songs when and else she'll be. Praise and cry through all alone, heaven jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting. On a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting. On a happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Sister Minnie. Thank you, Brother Bobby. Won't we have a time when we get over yonder? Oh, won't we have a time when we get over yonder? Oh, won't we have a time when we get over yonder? Oh, won't we have a time? We'll see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Gonna see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. See Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Oh, won't we have a time? We'll sing and shout and dance about when we get over yonder. Gonna sing and shout and dance about when we get over yonder. Sing and shout and dance about when we get over yonder. Oh, won't we have time? We're gonna see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. We'll see Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. See Jesus face to face when we get over yonder. Oh, won't we have a time?
Thank you, Sister Millie.
And praise the Lord. All right. Got some bad news today, but we've always got good news when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that he'll make good out of everything. We had gotten word this evening when I got to church. I was informed that I would have to be out of the church by the first of the month. They was going to use this church building for something else. Said that she needed it. So we'll be having services until then. We'll see what God's got going for us himself. He'll keep us busy somewhere, doing something, some way. He's kept me busy for a long time. All right. Tonight I'm going to be talking to you from the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. I was aiming to be in James, but then today the Lord changed it on me. Then he put me here. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, you know, I've always said, this church was yours. It wasn't mine, it was yours. You put me here as an overseer. Now, Father, do with me whatever you want to do with me. Put me on the pathway, Father, that you want me on. Use me in great and mighty ways. Because, Father, you know I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go, to do whatever you want me to do. You know, Father, that I'll say whatever you want me to say. Now be with us, Father, throughout this evening. And may the Holy Spirit guide each and everything. Give me the words that you once spoke this evening, Father, to help us all to grow stronger, to walk straighter and more upright. Because, Father, we know that we are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that everything that we say or do must go through him if it's to be the right thing to say and do. Because, Father, we know that we cannot even come to you in prayer without coming through the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word tells us that. Your word tells us to pray to the Father in heaven in Jesus' name, and that you would hear us. If we know that you hear us, Father, we know that we can have the petitions that we have made. Now, Father, be with us throughout this service, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Beginning here with verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife, divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollo, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Pardon me. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forward to leave with you and I the truth and the strength of this God's word. And may it be hid in our hearts and our minds. And now, Lord, open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can grow thereby. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, as we back up here now, this first verse, we're going to be going through the first four. It says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you anything in strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Well, you know, when we talk about being fed with milk and not with meat, that's all because those that are newborn Christians, and that's who Paul was aiming this at, because you see, this church in Corinthians, where in Corinth, where he was writing to, although they had been around a while, they had not grown. So he was still not able to give them the real strong part of the word. He was having to feed them as you would a newborn baby. When you're born into this world, the first thing you have to have is milk. You're not able to eat anything else because your body just wouldn't accept it for one, and you wouldn't know how to get it down for another. But when you are a new Christian, there's a lot of things you don't understand. And you won't understand it until you have grown enough in the Lord Jesus Christ to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he will start teaching you and guiding you and giving you a greater understanding of what his word is saying to you. And you know, we fight a warfare, you and I. We're at war. Most today don't look at it that way. But we are at war because the one we are fighting with is Satan himself. And what's the scripture tell us about him? He comes to do what? He comes to deceive, destruct, and to destroy, and to kill. That's what he comes for. But those of us that are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, we're looking for a better place, even than this place here on this earth. Because it's getting now to where it's not such a good place to live. And getting worse all the time. But once we grow strong enough for the Holy Spirit to start teaching and guiding us, then we are able to receive the meat of God's word, the real truth of his word, and the ability to receive the power that we need in our lives from God to be able to walk and to carry the truth and the way that he will put us in. And he didn't tell you and I that it was all going to be easy and joyous. In fact, he told us just the opposite. That's why he told you. He said, take up your cross and follow me. And if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow him, he said, you're not worthy of him. So that's what we have to do. And Satan in this world is going to throw everything at us that it can throw. But it's how we do when it comes against us. Do we just give up and sit down? No. We continue on with whatever it is that God gives us at the time. But just like what Satan done to me this evening when I got here and brought me the news that I had to be out within this month, that this church was going to be turned into something else. It was needed for something else. But am I going to just give up and sit down and not do nothing? Oh, no. I'll keep going. I'll keep doing something that's spreading his word. If it has to be out of my home, then it'll be out of my home. But God knows what he wants to do with me. And I'll be praying and asking him, Lord, what you got for me? Where's it at? What is it you want me to do? Because, Father, whatever it is, I'll do it. And I'll stand where you put me. God knows what he wants of me. He knows what he wants of each one of you all. Now, we find out here that there was those in the early church that had been there a while, but they still could not accept the truth. We have an awful lot of people out here today in our churches that cannot accept the truth of God's word. And they won't accept it. They'll continue going right on accepting things they should not be accepting, walking in evil ways that they shouldn't be walking in, and believing that they got heaven made their home. And living contrary to the word of Almighty God. Now, verse 5. You know, verse 4 starts actually something a little different. It says, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollo, are you not carnal? That's like if you all go away from here and you say, well, you know, I'm a Christian because of K.D. Tony. No, you ain't. All I do is give you the word. I can share the word with you, but the only one that can give the increase is God. I don't give no increase. I plant. Now, you as children of God, when you leave out of the service of the church, you're supposed to get out here in the community and water. You share that word you've received with others to get them in and under the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, you see, everything we say, everything we do should be going through Jesus. If it's something that won't go through Jesus, then you better leave it alone and you better not say it. We need to weigh everything, especially in this day and time, because it's not going to be long till the Lord's going to come after his church. We don't know how soon that'll be, but we do know it's getting closer and closer and closer. And as you study the Word of God, we see it's right at hand. We don't know what day, month, or what year, but we know it can't be too far away. In fact, he tells us when we see all of that going on, that generation, but which one? My generation or my children's generation? But that generation will not pass until it takes place, until the Lord Jesus comes for his church. And that's his word, not mine, that's his. So we need to be really straightening up and walking. Right. Now, he was asking the question here in verse 5. It says, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? They're just ministers. Just like I am. I'm a minister of the gospel of Almighty God. And as a man, I am nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. And neither are you. We're nothing without him. We're lost. And if we don't find him and get covered by his blood, we're going to make hell our home instead of heaven. Now, Paul's telling them here in 6, he says, I have planted. Why? Because he was preaching God's word. So he's planting. Apollos watered. He's sharing what he had been taught. But God gave the increase. You see, the one that planteth and the one that waters, really, without Jesus or nothing. Because it's God that gives the increase. Now, so then neither is he that planteth anything. I just got through telling you that, didn't I? Now he's telling you, neither he that watereth, neither one, but God that giveth the increase. He's the one. That's why we are to give him praise for everything and thanksgiving. We need to be walking through our days thanking him for everything that's going on in our life. You get thirsty and go get a drink. Thank God for that drink. Sit down to eat. Thank God for that meal. You've been able to put on a change of clothes. Thank God for it. He seen you had them. Whatever you do, thank him for it. And you're sitting around doing nothing, and you can't think of nothing else, just lift up your hands to heaven and say, Heavenly Father, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. And I thank you, I praise you all for the things you've done for me and the things you are doing for me and the things you will be doing for me. And do it several times a day. You see, that's what we're for. We're to be praising the Lord our God. That's why we was put here on this earth. So we can be reconciled back to Him. And that's why Jesus coming down on that cross was to reconcile us back to the Father. But we have to go through Jesus to get there. 8. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You see, your life and the things you do daily, what you do will determine where you spend eternity. And if you get a reward or not, there'll be some there that will be saved. They'll be in heaven, but they'll have no reward. God's word tells us this. Verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. You're what? You're his building. Because when you come right down to it, you are actually God's temple. He lives in you if you are his child. If he ain't living in you, you're hell bound. Now, 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. And still to this day, Paul has laid the foundation for you and I. I am teaching you right now part of the foundation that Paul laid. You see, I'm also wondering what he done, but I'm building on his foundation. But I better watch how I build, and am I building on the truth of his foundation? If I'm teaching against this word, then I'm not building on his foundation. I'm doing what he warned me I better watch out for. Now, verse 11. Oh boy. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of all of us that belong to the Lord our God. Those that are filled with the Holy Spirit. That foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. He died. He went back to heaven. But he forgave us of our sins. And he covered our sins with his blood. He paid the price that we couldn't and would not have paid. Now, you see, all this other things that's going on today out here, other men are building other foundations. And when that foundation is not of the Lord Jesus Christ, shame on them. 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, we've got so many today that that's the only thing they use their church for, is to bring in money. Money, they want money. because they want the best of everything that this world has got. They're not looking for the best of God. Is there anything wrong with money? No. Nothing wrong with money. It's the love of money that's wrong. It's how much you love it and what you're going to do for it. But we got them out here today that the churches, instead of teaching you the Word of God, they're on television. Instead of giving you the Word, they're there trying to sell you this, that, and the other, from books to groceries, air conditioners, machinery. They've made a marketplace out of it. You see, God's people that are His, those that are born again, that sits in the church, they are the ones that keeps the church going, because that's why we pay tithes. We pay tithes to keep a church going. Third chapter of Malachi tells us exactly that. He said, it is so that there is meat in my house. I don't need to be up here selling nothing. Because tithes and offerings keeps the church going. That's why it's wrong for us when we don't do it. There's a lot of them out there don't pay tithes. But one day they're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and they're going to find out what it's cost them. Well, I just don't have it. Well, you better have it. Because I'll tell you one thing, once you start paying your tithes, you'll find out you're a lot better off. You'll get income and all coming in and things happening to help you that you never dreamed of. I don't know how many times in the last couple of years I have seen money that I have no idea where it came from. None whatsoever. It just showed up in my bank. I keep a budget because I've had to. So I've always kept a budget. I went to the bank one day thinking I had $500 in the bank. And I had about $700 or $800 worth of bills coming up. But I wanted to go and get the exact amount that I had in the bank. And so I could pay the early bills first, because my bills, the way things were set up according to the way the paychecks came in. So I don't know what it is, live by paycheck to paycheck. But anyway, I went to the bank. I told them, I said, I need the balance on my checking account. And you know, it's getting that time of month for bill paying. She gave it to me. Yeah. There was $2,000 in it. More than enough to pay all of my bills. Even the ones that hadn't made it in yet. With some left over. I've got an example I want to share with you. I went the other day. I had to take and start two new bank accounts because my wife that's got dementia can't be on any bank account that's got any amount of money in it all. So, but her checks comes in to checking accounts, so I couldn't do away with those accounts. But what I had to do was cut them down to where both accounts that she was on couldn't come to $2,000. Well, when her checks all come in, my checks come in, it was more than $2,000. So I go to one bank down in Brandenburg, got $2,000 in it at the time. In fact, I had, well, what I knew or thought of was a couple hundred over 2,000. So I went down and I told him, I said, well, leave 500 in this one. I've got to open a new account without her being on it. So they did. I told him, I said, now give me the balance. They did. The new balance on the one I just started was $5,666.78. Where'd it come from? I have no idea. The good Lord put it there. He has his ways. I had started a savings account from some money that did come in. It was a refund from the nursing home where she's at. Once we got everything going, her insurance and everything got paid, then they owed me a refund. Then I took it down to the bank, not paying anything out of it. I just put the whole thing in there. It was $4,000, $4,040. That's what it was. Well, when I was changing these over, I was getting all my bank accounts. So when I got the balance on my savings account, it was $5,276.82. Where'd that come from? I didn't put it in there. The church account. The last time I had checked it, which hadn't been but about a week, it was down to around 10,000. But on that day, church here, its account was $11,734.04. Don't know where any of it come from, other than he. I know God had to do it. And to this day, I don't know where it comes from. God may let me know one day, but as of right now, I don't. But I want to share that with you. But I want you to know what the church had in it anyway. You see, I don't preach about money because I don't preach for money. I'm not paid for preaching. And I don't think about sharing with the people. But they can always ask me what we got, and I'm always willing to show them. I can show them the church checkbook, you know. Now, Verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You see, your work's going to be tried by fire. The fire of Almighty God is going to try your work. Has it been the right kind of work? Has it been the work of sharing the word and trying to talk people into accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and getting into the church? 14. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If your work will hold up when God tries it, then you're going to get a reward. It's been the right kind of work. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You see, if you have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, you've been forgiven. And even though your work didn't quite hold up, you may not be lost. There is a chance you could still be saved, but you'll get no reward. You'll be in heaven without a reward. I don't want that. I want my reward. And I want it for the good that I've been able to do here on this earth. Not because I'm good, but because he is. Know ye not that you are the temple of God? Now I told you you was a temple. 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? God dwells where? He's in you. If you are a born-again child of God, he is living in you. And he don't leave you. He's always there. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Careful how you carry that temple. Careful how you treat that body, because it's the temple of Almighty God. And when you do something that defiles that body, you better get forgiveness and get it quick. So it better not be the same old sin over and over. Because if it is, you ain't going to get forgiveness for that. He tells us that. Now, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. In other words, we know that we're not wise. I'm not smart. I'm not even smart in the ways of this world out here. Only had an eighth grade education. The wisdom I've got comes from the Lord, my God. And it comes to me through Jesus, brought to me by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. So I've got nothing to brag about. Only him. He's what I can brag about. I can brag about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he saved my soul. He covered my sins. And the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. So be careful. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. All things are yours. Because it comes from God. What we have should all came from Him. And when it comes from Him, it's good. The things of this world out here is evil. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ. And Christ is God's. You see, we walk in Jesus. Jesus walks in us. And with us walking in Jesus, Jesus walks in God. So we all walk in God. And we live and walk by and in the Spirit of Almighty God here on this earth, if we're His. That's why we don't have to worry. And we're not supposed to be walking with fear. The only fear we have is the fear of what God can do to us if we don't live right. But we're not to live in fear of this world and the things of Satan, no. With that, we're going to close. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for a place and a time that we can come together to share your word with each other, to grow thereby, Father, and to be able to reach out into the community and those that we come in contact with, to talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ and about what they need in their lives, Father. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Now, Father, Israel and Jerusalem, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, that has turned its back upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, taking him out of every place he was in, Father. Taking him away from our children first, and then from the rest of us. Not one of his name mentioned nowhere. But Father, help us to remove from office those in our government that has done this thing, and to replace them with those that will work with us, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the church, and bring this land to repentance so that we can put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for our prayer list, as each name is mentioned, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to touch that one, to fulfill whatever need they have, Father, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. James Taylor, Millie and Bobby Johnson, Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, Terry Coates, Dennis Lee, Dennis Breeden and his wife Tina, brothers in Christ are in Brandenburg, myself, Father, we all stand in need of a touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch us in mighty and great ways, Father. Use us according to your will and your way. Pastor Smalls, the Glory Bound Church of Irvington, Pastor Randy Johnson, Father, be with him. Guide him. Keep him, Father, upon that pathway of righteousness. The Church of God there at Brandenburg, the Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, that little Full Gospel Church of God there at Akron. Father, these churches, make them lighthouses, but also, Father, make them places of refuge to where those walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus, so they can make heaven their home. For my three friends in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron, Father, keep them safe. Keep them in health and see to their needs. For Jimmy Emery, Sharon Monvillo, Sue and David Branson, Palance Goodman, Kelly Smith and his wife, Karen, and Father, this church. Now, Father, let us all stay where you want us. Make a way, Father, for us to serve you and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Make it your will and your way, Father. And we ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. And God bless. Remember now, God willing, we can all be together again come Thursday evening. Once again, we'll be back into the Word of God. So until then, walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good night, all.